Okay, Tev Zayin Adar Aleph, February 21st, and we're on page Ayin Vav, learning a very important section about Shimush Talmidei Chachamim. I think what Rav Volba is really trying to get across is that it's not just about gaining a little bit of skill and then going off on your own and learning Torah, but the whole cornerstone of Yiddishkeit really is Mesorah, and it's the close connection Rebbe to Talmud that makes for real Mesiras HaTorah. Because I'll speak about Matike HaShmua, Chachamim in each generation, are the ones who give over the Mesorah, which usually means Big Talmid HaChachamim, but he's saying even from any Rebbe to Talmud, that's the process of Hashras Shechina. There's a great need to have a Rebbe. It's spoken about a lot in the Olam HaYeshivas now. A little bit lacking. So the first full paragraph on page Ayin Vav. Rak Talmud Vosik Zeh HaMashamish Es Rabo Kol Tzarko. Only a real Talmud who uses the phrase that Chazal uses, Mashamish Es Rebbe all of his need. Meaning, sometimes there's a little bit of Shimush Chachamim, but it's not sufficient. Only he is Noah Lios Bar Samcha Batorah. Only he is destined to be a reliable person in Torah. He's saying is a person can have skill, but he doesn't mean his Torah interpretation, whether in actual learning or in what the Hashgafas HaTorah is, doesn't mean it's going to be accurate.
Would you say it's a seasoning, experience, applications?
I mean, Chazal said the only reason that, Farshim explained based on Chazal, the only reason there's machlokas is because really every Rebbe should give over entirely all of his wisdom to his Talmud, and any two Talmidim would say the same thing the Rebbe would have said. But as we get further away, so two Talmidim learned under a great person, and then a new situation arises, a new Shaila, and this Talmud says he would have said like this, and this Talmud says Rebbe would have said like that. Which means that we're losing the sharpness and the focus of what the Rebbe would have said, which to some degree, unfortunately, is inevitable. But the more Talmud really understands his Rebbe, the more the way he'll react will be the way the Rebbe would have.
In a way, it's maybe remarkable how much the oral tradition has remained intact.
Yes, there's no question about that. But we're not complacent. We have to focus on what we don't have. There's a lot that could be said about this, but it's not uncommon that there are people who learned under a Godel, but then are not really replicating what he represented. And I've heard Gedolim themselves speak about specific examples of it.
Well, what I think the both of you are saying is that this was part of the plan. I mean, it's inevitable. It is. I mean, the fact that we wrote down the Torah has kept it as much intact as it
right.
is. Otherwise, it would have been worse. So when Hashem gave it to us in that manner, that he must have understood.
Oh, this is exactly the challenge. He also understands that we're in Golos, and you know, everything's part of the challenge. He understands his Yetzirah, but this is exactly what we're supposed to be up against. And what Rav Volba is addressing is mainly the Sefer is written for people who are spending time in yeshiva. There's a guy who can spend time in yeshiva and not be mashamish chachamim and not really trying to understand. Great gedolim sat under other great gedolim. I think I've told you many times, I heard Rav Zelig Epstein say that he remembers every word and every moment he spent with Rav Ruchem Levavitch. And he's going to talk about that. It doesn't mean that you mimic exactly what the Rebbe
but
said
his issue was getting bigger and stuff to attach yourself to the Godel who were, you know, let's say, a maggot sheer. I mean, some people can have the ability and some people sitting in the big...
Also, sometimes it just means to understand and to talk about certain things with him and see how he thinks.
Or follow his dera.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Try to serve his every need in that way.
Yeah. But sometimes a bunch of Talmidim sit in the room and the Rebbe's yelling, so they also yell. The Rebbe's yelling about A and they're yelling about B, which has happened a lot. There's a lot that could be said about this.
Okay.
It's to try to really get the das of the Rebbe. Okay. Yeah. Which is a problem today. A lot of Talmidim are moving away from this.
Right.
They want to be independent.
Right.
How unfortunate is it that the young Talmidim mistapkin b'shmiya shitzkas shal shiurim b'sichos musar, who satisfy themselves, they're mistapik. They find it sufficient with a superficial hearing of shiurim and of musar shmuzim, lotze yisidech chavasim, to fulfill their obligation. Without a strong attempt to get down to the depth of the words, they're trying to exempt themselves as soon as possible from the yoke of hearing shiurim. Just want to go off and do it myself. I don't like to have to listen to somebody else. It's like a rite of passage. It's not even like they're trying to. A real good shiur is where you really try to understand how did the Rebbe think? Why did he?
It was happening in the time of when he was ready.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Ironically, sometimes dafka, the places that are stronger in learning, it happens more because the Talmud, by the time he's even an upper teenager, has learned so much, he's less inclined to want to absorb from a Rebbe. People who've learned less have a natural thirst to hear from a Rebbe. So sometimes it's a problem in Israel. The kids really are skilled, and they know a lot more, and that is critical. To gain a lot of knowledge at an earlier age is a great thing, but then to think, well, now I'm 17 and I've had enough already and I want to be independent, not so good. From an abundant desire to be independent in learning. The truth is, it is hard to listen. The problem we have in high schools is that students are not strong enough yet to learn it on their own, so you have to feed it to them, and it's hard to listen to somebody all day. People do want to go out on their own and learn, not have to listen to others, but they're not trained fully.
Also, just as being a teenager, I think you know a lot, or you think you know everything.
Right.
I mean, I know these are much higher level than I was as a teenager, but thinking back,
I know, but there is some.
I don't want to hear from my father or anything. I know everything.
Right. In the defense, I think Yeshiva Bachim do have a great respect for Masorah in general, but listening to a shir at length, lest a person in our generation should fool himself to think the essence, the core of the Torah, or afilu l'derech limud amitis, or even to a true derech in learning, or l'derech avod amitis, or a true derech in avodas Hashem, yuchel agia b'li shimush, that he can reach there without shimush. Let one not fool himself. In b'doros hakadmonim, hamidu kol ha'atzlocha b'torah al shimusha dafka. If in the earlier generations they established that success in learning is specifically and only predicated on shimush, b'doreno achas kama v'kama. In our generation, how much more so? Asher ha'seichel hamiti chalosh, the true seichel is very weak. Hashkios marubos, errors are abundant. Yedias haTorah kitzurasa muetas, and knowing Torah kitzurasa, and he's saying it's real form. Anybody can read words and translate. It means getting to the essence of it, both in terms of how you understand and learning, and how you understand what it's saying for life. Is small. Talmud shelo shimesh kol tzarko. A Talmud who has not been mishamish properly. Afilu yeh Rosh Hashiva posek halacha. It was an amazing thing. He's talking at a very high level. He's saying even if he's a Rosh Hashiva, a person who can pasuk, which means he's acquired a good deal of knowledge and expertise. Ar samcha b'Torah la'olam lo yeh. A reliable person in Torah he won't be.
It's interesting because those Rosh Hashiva has pupils, so it becomes a problem.
you just were omit on a very important point. Which is a lot to say. But you're 100% right. You're 100% right. Which is why I think some of the debates that go on, I shouldn't say too much.
Yeah.
But I know somebody who was a close Talmud of Aaron Cutler who was going to publish some things about Aaron Cutler, and the establishment didn't want him to do it, so it remains unknown. I'll leave it at that. Uchasha Talmud HaMashamish is Rabbo Magia LaBagris Batara. When a Talmud who has served as Rebbe reaches maturity in Vrit today is Bagruta, like it means maturity. Like if a Bulgarian says, they use it as exams that they take. But anyway, who knows the Venosin Bokaroi, and he his give and take, his Masu Matan Torah is proper. V'af ye Talmud Hamachkim as Rabbo, and he'll even be a Talmud. The Chazal used the term Talmud Hamachkim as Rabbo, which means the questions he asks make his Rebbe wiser. From in a good shir, the Talmidim sharpen the Rebbe. They ask a good kasha. They also have to say like this. It fine tunes the lundus. Kama avas bikaris drushalo. How much love of what's it called? Like being analyzed. Scrutiny is the word I'm looking for. How much love of scrutiny he has to have, which is not easy. Most of us don't like to be scrutinized. Latzia chidusha l'rabo, to present his chidushim to his rabbi. Luskonen levatal devarav v'derech machshavto b'fnei das rabo, and to be ready to nullify his words and his thought, his way of thinking in front of his Rebbe. The whole thing, I worked it out, thought it was brilliant. I started telling it to my Rebbe. He says, not right. The whole thing is predicated on a false premise. That requires humility and agility of character, that you're able to change gears and say, okay, it's not right, it's not right. I mentioned yesterday, Rabbi Baruch Ber was very famous. Rabbi Baruch Ber was a giant before he ever met Rabbi Chaim Brisker. He was great, I should say, before he met Rabbi Chaim Brisker, and he abandoned all his whole way of thinking. And even, as they say, he put his chedushim in Geniza because he felt his Rebbe's derech was the true derech, and he should abandon everything else. Meidach, on the other hand, gam hachikoy ha'iver hu chisaron b'shimish tam yachachanu. It's also very important. Blind copying, blind imitation, is a lacking in Shimush Tamid HaChachamim. HaShimush Chayev L'Harbos Das V'lo L'Ma'ata. Shimush has to increase Das and not to reduce it. In other words, if it's just the Rebbe said, I don't understand it, and I do, and you don't process it, and you don't ask, that's not the Shimush HaChachamim that he's talking about. This is also something in our time that... in the great yeshivas in Europe, the great gedolim said things, and people asked, and they challenged. They said, why is it like this? And I think they came to greater understanding. V'chikui noveya me'anius hadas. Imitation stems from poverty of das, from being of poor das. People today are very quick to assume that everything is das Torah, and I don't think they really process and understand. Ki yisod hashimushu, the foundation of shimush, is lo levata b'shum ofen alavan yishara, not to forego, under any circumstances, proper understanding. V'chol asher talmid marbe l'shamish his rabbi, all the more talmid is m'shamish his rabbi, who marbe das, he increases das, mischazek sichlo, his sichlo gets stronger, u'mislabenes gishasa ha'atzmo es levanas ha'tara, and his independent approach to Torah becomes stronger. As he's processing what the Rebbe is saying, he's not blindly following it without understanding. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow.